Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear brother and sister, salam. So welcome to a new story, The Satan's Snare. This is the title of today's story. One of the students of Ayatollah Sheikh Murtada Ansari, one of the greatest scholars in the Islamic world, recounts one night while we were in Najaf, engaged in studies under the tutelage of the Sheikh, I saw Shaitan in my dreams. He was armed with numerous ropes and cords in his hands. What are these ropes for? I asked him. He replied, I put them around the people's necks, draw them towards myself, and ensnare them. Just last night, I had put one of these strong cords around the Sheikh's neck and had managed to drag him from his room to the middle of the street in which his house is situated. But unfortunately, he escaped from my clutches and returned home. The next morning, when I went to the Sheikh, I related the previous night's dream to him. Shaitan has spoken the truth, the Sheikh explained, that the cursed had desired to beguile me, but by the grace of Allah, escaped from his grasp. Yesterday, I did not have any money to purchase something for the house. I said to myself, I had 1 rial from the money of Imam Zaman, and there is still some time before I can put it to use. I shall borrow it for now and repay it later. I left the house with the money, but as I was about to purchase the item which I needed, I said to myself, how do I know I shall be able to repay this debt later? I wavered and then all of a sudden decided against going ahead with the purchase. As soon as I returned home, I put the money back in its place.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, and the important points of this nice story.
Seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in Lantern, what we do is to talk about different religious stories and then try to explain and talk more about some points that could be useful for us and they could be useful for our daily lives as Muslims. Well, life often tests our faith not by asking us to do what is easy, but by asking us to do what is right, even when circumstances make it difficult. The true measure of a believer is not in how they act when everything is smooth, but in how they uphold what is right when challenges arise. Well, in everyday life, obstacles can appear in many forms. Perhaps others mock or criticize your devotion. Perhaps people around you behave wrongly. They create confusion or even actively try to discourage you. The natural human response is often to stop, to compromise, or to remain silent. Yet the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam remind us that the right actions, those aligned with Allah's command, must never be abandoned due to the wrong actions of others. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Do not abandon a right action because of the wrong actions of others. Do not let their corruption prevent you from acting justly." This principle reminds us that our actions are measured by sincerity and effort, not by whether others follow our example. True steadfastness is shown when we act righteously, despite mockery, opposition, or inconvenience. Consider everyday scenarios. A person notices injustice in their community, perhaps a neighbor being unfairly treated, for example, or a colleague being falsely accused. Some might advise staying silent to avoid conflict, while others may openly ridicule anyone who tries to intervene. Yet the right path remains clear. The believer steps forward with courage and perhaps the duty they know to be right. In doing so, they not only fulfill their obligation but also inspire others, showing that integrity and justice are not bound by consciousness or popularity. Steadfastness also cultivates patience. When we encounter improper behavior, impatience or anger may arise. But choosing to continue doing what is right strengthens our character, it nurtures humility, and it builds resilience. Each challenge becomes an opportunity to deepen faith and trust in Allah's justice. By internalizing this lesson, we learn that righteousness is never dependent on external approval. Whether the world applauds or criticizes, our responsibility is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the moral law that He has set. Acting in accordance with true justice and truth, regardless of the obstacles that we may face, becomes a sign of genuine faith and devotion. Okay, well, let's have a short break and we will come back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Well, this lesson applies in countless areas of life. For example, in family relations, one may encounter selfishness, disrespect, or indifference from others. Yet the obligation to treat family members with kindness, fairness, and care remains still. In work or community, corruption, gossip, laziness around us should not stop us from acting with honesty, with diligence and responsibility. And in personal worship, distractions, criticism, or mockery from peers should not make us abandon prayer or fasting or other acts of devotion. The key, you see, is steadfastness. True faith is measured not by how well one acts in easy circumstances, but by how persistently one performs right actions despite the challenges. Every obstacle, every improper act of others is a test, and passing this test strengthens the believer's faith and earns Allah's reward. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam taught that the reward of an action is often proportional to the difficulty that is faced in performing it. When we persist in doing what is right, even when surrounded by distraction, discouragement, or the wrong behaviors, our efforts become a source of immense spiritual reward. Consider also the ripple effect. That is, by standing firm in righteousness, others are inspired. And one act of patience, justice, or integrity can motivate the entire community to reflect and reform. Our steadfastness becomes a beacon, showing that right actions are more powerful than any obstacle or wrongdoing that is around us. So remember that our responsibility is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to the approval or behavior of others. Right actions do not lose their value because others act wrongly. In fact, perseverance on the difficulty increases the worth of our deeds in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode of Lantern. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.